KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, with a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the check of state and area news. In Iowa news, police in eastern Iowa have arrested a man accused of shooting another man in the parking lot of a Davenport funeral home where he was attending his 8-year-old son's funeral. Quad City Times says 26-year-old Jeremy Shorter of Davenport was shot Saturday morning outside of Weirt's funeral home and later died. Shorter was there to attend the funeral of his son, Jeremy Leon Shorter, who died from cancer. Police later arrested 24-year-old Neumani Trey Von Laster of Davenport, who appeared in court Sunday on charges of first-degree murder, eluding, and weapons counts. He was being held on a $300,000 cash bond. The Creston Police Department reports two recent arrests. Sunday night, 47-year-old Emily Cook of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Cook was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And at around 6:45 p.m. Friday, 18-year-old Chandler Parker of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for assault causing bodily injury. Parker was released from the Union County Jail also on $1,000 bond. Council Bluffs police Saturday night arrested 25-year-old Benjamin Mertzik of Council Bluffs after they were called to a shots fired incident outside of a bar. Mertzik faces charges that include attempted murder, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and going armed with intent. He was being held in the Pott County Jail. Authorities say officers were called to Sugar's Lounge in the 2700 block of Canesville Boulevard at around 11:23 p.m. Saturday in reference to a male party shooting a gun in the parking lot. When they arrived, they noticed two patrons had the offender, Benjamin Mertzik, on the ground. Officers were able to take Mertzik into custody. After further investigation, it was determined that Mertzik had gotten into an argument inside the bar and went outside to his vehicle to grab a rifle. Mertzik then allegedly shot a rifle several times in the vicinity of many patrons. As he was attempting to reload, two of the patrons were able to take Mertzik to the ground before officers arrived. There were no injuries reported at the time of the incident. If you happen to be in the vicinity and have any information pertaining to that incident, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. The incident remained under investigation by the Criminal Investigation Division. A Creston man seen walking in the 2000 block of Highway 34 in Montgomery County early Sunday morning was questioned and then taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of assault on a person in certain occupations. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Anthony Wasson was arrested around 4:30 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $1,000 bond. Red Oak Police assisted deputies in handling the arrest. Police in Red Oak Saturday arrested a man from Stewart on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Authorities say 27-year-old Jesse Patrick Beeman was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. the 200 block of West 3rd Street in Red Oak. Beeman was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County deputies assisted with his arrest. Corning Fire and Rescue responded to an accident with injuries early Saturday morning northeast of Corning. Officials report crews were dispatched at around 12:48 a.m. to 2107 Corning Carl Road for a vehicle accident. Firefighters had to use the jaws of life to extricate one victim, and one person was injured in the accident with unknown injuries. Corning Ambulance and Adams County Sheriff's deputies were also on the scene. Additional details are currently not available. Sioux City police officers could be wearing body cameras by the end of the year. Police Chief Rex Mueller said the city council will be asked today to approve spending $260,000 for 120 body cameras. Mayor Bob Scott said that they would be shocked if the proposal doesn't pass unanimously. Mueller said after training, officers could be wearing the cameras later this year. Purchasing cameras is voluntary for Iowa law enforcement agencies. Sioux City has been considering them for several years. Mueller said the financing was never available because of other city priorities. Two workers installing internet cables in Pella died after striking an underground high-voltage electrical cable. Pella Police Chief Paul Hayes said that workers died Saturday morning after striking an electrical line. Hayes said residents nearby reported hearing a loud boom at the time. A third worker for Excel Utility Contractors suffered minor injuries and was treated at the hospital. The crew had been installing internet cables for Pella Fiber. Hayes said 35-year-old Genus Rogel Rita and 20-year-old Nelson Joanny Figueroa died, and they were both from Richmond, Virginia. People who lived near where the electrical line was struck were evacuated for about an hour. Elsewhere in state news, three virtual workshops that are free are planned over the next 4 days this week, designed to connect beginning farmers with experienced farmers and landowners who are working toward farm succession. Salary Worley, Executive Director of Practical Farmers of Iowa, says this is the group's third annual Next Generation Summit.
There are a lot of aspiring farmers out there, but land is one of their biggest barriers. And at the same time, there are a lot of people retiring from farming who are trying to figure out what to do to leave a legacy for their land that matches their goals. So this series of workshops is trying to get at both of those things.
Farming is often billed as one of the nation's most difficult and dangerous jobs, and yet many young people continue gravitating toward agriculture as a career.
Farming isn't for the faint of heart. It's a lot of hard work, physically and mentally. But, you know, farming is such a fulfilling career for people who are able to provide food to their communities and to care for the land.
The first day of the workshop is for farmer owners who are considering a transition, while the second day targets aspiring and beginning farmers to help them set goals, determining their farming purpose, and planned ways to acquire farmland.
A lot of people are seeking that kind of vocation, so it comes with a lot of challenges, but it's also not just a day job, it's a passion for many people.
And the final workshop will zero in on networking opportunities to match up aspiring farmers and landowners. Worley said the aim is to connect all the generations that make farming possible and support those from the next generation.
This is our third year of doing this, but because of restrictions on in-person gatherings, we are doing this virtually, which brings with it some new opportunities, including being able to bring in a speaker from Oregon. So we're super excited about that, and we have a lot of good, engaging things planned for these 3 days of workshops.
The free workshops will be held tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. Pre-registration is required. You can do that by following the link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Members of the Atlantic City Council have a full slate ahead for their meeting Wednesday evening at 5:30. First up on is action on an order to close the alley behind the Fireside Lounge on August 29th from 8 a.m. to midnight for a street dance. The event is nearly identical to the one the council approved last month. They'll also act on a request from Atlas Cinemas on West 5th Street to place a Pepsi vending machine on the sidewalk abutting their property. City code allows for such requests, provided the goods do not extend over 3 feet from a building. Placement of the prop machine, they said, would still leave 8 feet of sidewalk space for foot traffic. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will hold a public hearing on the sale of a vacated Linda Drive right-of-way, followed by action on a resolution disposing of the property to a nearby neighbor for just $1. The council will also discuss the partial vacating of the right-of-way between Hemlock and Sycamore Streets, south of East 18th, and likely act to refer the matter to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. In other action on Wednesday, the Atlantic City Council is expected to approve the third and final readings of ordinances pertaining to the licensing of tree trimmers, peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants, businesses, or individuals who want to do business with or contract for the city, and an ordinance regard to truck and large vehicle parking. They'll also hold the first reading of an ordinance amending provisions to Chapter 169 with regard to persons residing on land in residential neighborhoods where there is no proper home and or working plumbing, yet are still being occupied. City Administrator John Lund says neighbors are fed up with seeing people occupying property in their neighborhood and living like it is a third world country. The ordinance, as it currently stands, has prevented Atlantic Police from removing those persons from the premises. The amended ordinance, developed by Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson and Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson, would be broader than the current scope and allow utilities or authorities, that is, to deal with such issues in the future. It's likely the council will approve the first reading and waive the second and third readings on Wednesday, so the amended ordinance may be in place and enacted upon prior to this weekend. But if all three readings are required, the earliest the ordinance would come into effect is September the 4th. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.